So the architecture of a computer is, in our wonderful analogy with society, equivalent to the organization of the design of these processing units called people in society. So you could either think of different models for society or different groupings, villages versus businesses and so on. So it's quite obvious there are just endless organizations in society, and there is no one best organization. So I don't know whether this is a good analogy, but I decided it would be useful to distinguish between formal organizations and informal organizations. So a good example of a formal organization is a military organization that's sort of very structured and carefully designed, whereas it's typical sort of, Woodstock or some sort of crowd event would be very informal. There would still be structure, there would still be some interesting linkages, but it wouldn't be structured. So the reason why I suggest that's an interesting way to think about it is that, as we've mentioned, I think already, so-called metacomputers, which are basically what I call an informal high-performance computer, so this is what you get by just taking your a set of PCs or CCs and workstations or whatever you want and linking them with your existing network or your ATM add-on network. That's what I call an informal architecture, because you just take what you have and you make do with what you have. It's not particularly optimized because it really was put there for a different purpose, but it's still a parallel computer, just as a crowd is still in some sense a processor is designed to say to clap maybe at the end of each song or something, or absorb, become happy by listening to the concert. But so it's still a processor of some sort, but it's less formal. Okay.